Adonai, we worship you, Son of God. Lift up your voice and worship the Lord. You are so true, Almighty God, Almighty God. Adonai, thy name. God of Israel is forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, we worship you. We worship you, Son of God. Who are so good, Almighty God, Almighty God. Adonai, thy name, the God of Israel, is forevermore. Adonai, just bless the name of the Lord. We worship you, oh yeah, we worship you, Son of God. You are so good. Almighty God, Adonai, thy name, God of Israel, is forevermore. John, let's bless the name of the Lord, just to worship him. Let's bless his glory, Lord, let's bless God in him. He's worthy to be praised, he's worthy to be adored. There's no like unto him, he's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Bright and Morning Star, the one that was, that is to come. Father, we thank you for another period in your presence, Lord. Thank you for your grace and the one that's sufficient. Father, we appreciate you for your love, for your care. Thank you for being there for us at all times. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord over your family, over your children, over your life. Lift up your voice and begin to bless his holy name. He's worthy to be praised, he's worthy to be adored. There's no lack unto him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I am that I am, the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. Father, we bless your holy name. Thank you for another opportunity in your presence tonight. Thank you for your grace that the Lord has sufficient. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you for January, February, March, April, May, June, July, even up to August. Today, by the grace of God, is the last Thursday in the month of August. Open your mouth and pray for this prayer time for New Year, for this prayer line that has been consistent all through. God has been delivering us, he has been blessing us, he has been watching over us. It's his grace that the Lord has submitted. Father, we magnify your majesty. We lift you up, my Lord. Thank you for your grace. It's not by power, it's not by might, it's by your grace, O Lord. Father, we thank you for this grace. We are not taking it for granted. We started even in the lockdown. Yeah, God has been watching over us. For the past 4 years that we've been doing this prayer line, it can only be God Almighty. Thank you for the consistency in the things. Be there with God and Lord. You are the God that answered my fire. Thank you for proving yourself. Thank you for testimonies. Open your mouth and bless him. It's worthy to be praised. Let us thank you, appreciate you. We'll do something good about your God. It's worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you. For good health, we say thank you very much. For sound mind, we say thank you very much. For beautifying our life, we say thank you very much. For the praise and worship that you have been rendering, Father, we say thank you very much. For not counting us worthy to be in the graveyard, he said thank you very much. Open your mouth and pray. Say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just worship him. It's worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you. Oh, all the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise, worthy of our praise. No man on earth who give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord, all the glory, all the. Just lift up your voice and wave your hand to the Lord in appreciation for how you have been sustaining us in this prayer moment. Oh yeah, for he is worthy of our praise. Oh yeah, no man on earth should give glory to himself. and the glory must be to the Lord. One more time, oh, the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord. For he is worthy of our praise. Glory as you are, no man on earth should give glory to himself. All the good he must give to the Lord. Beloved, how many people died during coronavirus this year? Your family are intact. You might have to just lift up your voice for a few minutes tonight and do something different than yours. Ah, for he is worthy of our praise. Lift your voice and sing, no man on earth to give glory to himself. All the glory for me to the Lord. All your children, all the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord. For he is worthy of our praise. Ah, lift up your hands, oh man on earth, to give glory to himself, all the Lord. Oh, yeah, we are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my God. We are saying from January to this moment, the number of deaths that has gone this year, lift up your voice. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Aha! I feel like worshiping the Lord. Rebel for protection, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Ah, thank you. Oh, God, for provision, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my. Oh, yeah, we are saying thank you, Jesus. Lift up your voice and worship him. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. I don't know, the only thing we want to just worship him tonight. Ah, above the gods, who is like the Maruse Ketea. Glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Always doing wonders. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, the way you have been protecting me and my family from January to now. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Just thank you, just thank you, just thank you. Open your mouth and thank the Almighty God. It's worthy to be praised. If our ears can be counted, it's not enough to thank the Almighty God for his grace, for his mighty hand upon each and every one of us. Open your mouth and begin to bless him. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. That's all I'm doing. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Bright and Morning Star, the one that was, that is to come. Let us thank him. It's worthy to be praised. I want to stop. I don't know how to just say it. He said we should just begin to bless him, just worship him, forget about your battle, concentrate on worshiping the Lord. Father, we thank you for your grace. That's why we said, about the God who is like unto thee, you are glorious in holiness, you are fearful in praises. Open your water, pray, pray, pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Who is like unto thee, Lord? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, oh not my father. In any way I've sinned against you, that I want to stand against my prayer. Have mercy upon me tonight in the name of Jesus. Open a shadow for me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, shadow for me. Father, have mercy upon me, Lord. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Thank God to be merciful. Open a shadow for me in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon my wife in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Thank God to be merciful tonight in the name of Jesus. Oluwa, be merciful. Oluwa, be merciful. Aye, be merciful in the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Psalm 35 verse 7. He said, for without any curse, they have hidden their net for me in a pit. But the net which they have created has caught themselves. I don't know the person that has created the graveyard for you and your family. I don't know the spiritual net that they want you to fall into. God did not permit the enemy to let you fall into it, rather they fall into it instead. I decree tonight, in the name that is above every other name, every net that the enemy wants to use to catch your destiny, if your heaven is loud, the designer of that net shall fall into the net. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says in Psalm 7 verse 15, he says, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. Anyone that dig a pit for you and your children, for you and your family, for you and your destiny, in the name of Jesus, whoever designed a pit shall fall into it tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here, in the mighty name of Jesus, throughout this year, nobody will pay you a condolence visit, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not cry over your children. In the name of Jesus, the power that said they want to balance their account in the remaining days of this year, over your family, over your husband, over your destiny, over your business, over your wife, over my family too, they shall not prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, they shall not prosper. 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 Shall not prosper. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. Help of destiny that has walked past through this year, I command them before the end of September, they will walk back to your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will pursue those who pursue you. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is a sister here. I say this to you particularly. Any agenda of shame and disgrace that the enemy has designed in the common for you to fall into it, in the name that is above them, the death of shame, the net of shame that they have prepared for you, the owners shall fall into it. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will deliver you. The Lord will deliver you. You will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, 35 verse 2, verse 1, it says, fight those who fight against me. Anyone that is fighting you, whether in the physical, whether in the spiritual, in the name of Jesus, God will fight them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree today, in the name that is above every name, those who are determined to stop you, in the name of Jesus, heaven will stop them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, anyone that is taking your name from one altar to the other, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree, when they call your name, fire will answer them. In the mighty name of Jesus, fire will answer them. In the name of Jesus, anyone that wants to wear the garment of poverty, in the name of Jesus, that garment is not your size. I set it on fire. In the name of Jesus, you will not bear to it. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. In tonight's prayer, appear in my situation. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Tonight is a special prayer. Help yourself tonight. Father, appear. In the name of Jesus, Jacob says, I will not let you go until you change my story. Oluwa, tonight, please, I will not let you go. Father, change my story tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, change my story. Father, change my story. How do I see where it's coming? in the mighty name of Jesus. Help yourself to rest. You are yet to pray. You are not yet to joke at all. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, show yourself in the name of Jesus. Father, show yourself. Father, show yourself in my life. Father, show yourself. Open your mouth and pray in my children's life. Father, show yourself. Father, tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty them, we pray. You are not going to pray this prayer more loud and clear. Say, any satanic spy, when they say they are spying you, they are watching you in your dream, they are watching you physical, as you are going, they are spying about you. You are going to pray that prayer seriously. Don't say it doesn't concern you. There is something in the spirit. What they do is to monitor your progress. They might not need to talk to anyone, but even what you are doing here, they can feel it in their own covert. But tonight you want to pray. Say, any satanic spy assigned to investigate about my life, you are a liar scattered by fire. Help yourself tonight. Any spy assigned to investigate about my progress, about my marriage, about my children's life, you are a liar. Da, 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 da. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. These spies are assigned to monitor your room in order to attack your family. They must fail. They must die. They must receive blindness in the name of Jesus. Open your mother bread. Masse cruces telebo. Mazata la baba. Zito le bresetebo. Help yourself in the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. You are going to pray this to number two. Shout this one without any prayer, any joke, any power. Say, wicked powers attacking me silently. They are attacking you silently, and yet they are still smiling at you. They are attacking you gently. They are preparing, gathering information about you, and they want to destroy you. They are attacking you silently. Today, you want to pray a dangerous prayer. I beg you, don't say it doesn't concern you. One thing about prayer, you cannot overpray, but you can underpray. You might not need this prayer today, but in future, you will know that you will need this prayer. Say, we get power attacking my family silently. Hey, you are a liar. Be disgraced openly. Open your mouth and pray. Be disgraced. Be disgraced openly. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, you have power that is attacking me silently. In the name of Jesus, attacking your marriage, attacking your children, attacking your wife, attacking your business. Open your mouth and pray. Any power attacking me silently, be disgraced. Be disgraced. Be disgraced. Openly be disgraced. You will be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in that prayer. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. Beloved, a man organized an agenda for Mordecai to be disgraced. When he was doing it silently. But by the time the tide turned, the Bible said the tide turned. The gallows that Haman prepared for Mordecai to bury Mordecai, it was the same gallows that they used to bury him. At the same time, the horse that he was preparing for himself to be ridden on, it was the same horse that they used to elevate Mordecai. I decree to your life, anyone close to you that is planning your destruction, in the name of Jesus, they shall be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, they shall be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here, any spirit of death that is visiting your house, in order to pursue you, angel of the living God, pursue them to death in the name of Jesus. Pursue them now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray this over yourself. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every inherited battles in my life, I hate you tonight. Scatter! Inherited battle. You know nothing about it. In the name of Jesus, I hate you. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Help yourself tonight, my brother, my sister. Tonight is a special day. There is no more time to waste. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, inherited battle against your life. Oh, yes, scatter tonight. Oh, yes, scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. Look at what is going on. Look at what's going on. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. He had the battle. Enough is enough. So, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Oh, yes, scatter. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter the battle tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter the battle tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Scatter the battle. Inherit the battle. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus. Precious name, we are praying. So I want to pray for yourself like this. Say, oh God, arise. In your anger tonight, change my story for good in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Change my story for good. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray. The whole world is waiting for my God. Oh my God, manifest. Thank God to show himself. In the name of Jesus, thank God to show himself. Father, the whole world are waiting. They say, where is my God? Open your water, prepare. Thank God to show himself. Father, show yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. The Bible says, for the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty in God. For the pulling down the stronghold, it's a casting down every imagination. Anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You are going to pray this dangerous prayer. He said, the weapon of our warfare. The Bible says, they are not carnal. What you are fighting, they are not normal battle. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every evil tongue. Assign or summon me in the speech. You are a liar. Every good tongue that want to summon my life, summon my children, summon your marriage, summon your wife, or you are scattered them tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Every good tongue assigned to summon you in the spirit before the wicked elders, open your mouth and pray. They shall be roasted. In the name of Jesus, look at what God is doing somebody here. Open your mouth and pray. Anywhere they are summoned your spirit, I disconnect you from them tonight. In the name of Jesus, the powers of your father's house that are summoned your life, open your mouth and pray. They shall release you. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Beloved, there are some people, what they are fighting, the Bible says, the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal. The word carnal means they are not what you can feel. They are spiritual things. They are spiritual. He said, they are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down the stronghold. You are going to pray for yourself. I don't know where they have been discussing your case in order to make sure they relegate you to nothing. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every shadow of darkness assigned to walk against my life. You are a liar. Scattered by fire. Pray. Every shadow of darkness aside the work in my life. You are a liar. Open your mouth and pray. Every shadow of darkness aside to walk against your marriage. Every shadow of darkness aside to walk against your children. Every shadow of darkness aside to work in your life. You are a liar. Disappear by fire in the name of Jesus. Disappear tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Goliath said, Am I a dog that you, this small boy, has come to defeat me? David said, I've not come with ordinary person. I've come with the Lord of hosts. He said, tonight, today, your head shall be for the carcasses. So he was so confident in the Lord. He has so much zeal and passion that he, well, you know what? It doesn't matter how mighty you think you are. Your struggle will come down tonight. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. I don't know who is standing like a Goliath in your father's house. I don't know who is standing like a Goliath in your mother's house that said no for you to move on. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, Danny champion of my father's house. Of my mother's house, that has vowed that I will not make it in life. You are a liar. Die. Da, 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 da. That is why we are here tonight. Help yourself in that prayer. Every champion of your father's house that has vowed that you will not make it. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Aha, that's it. Ah, we better pray for yourself. Pray for yourself, oh. The satanic fire, the champion of your father's house, saying you will not make it to life. He's enough. Da, 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 da. Aha, that is it. My brother, I don't know your better prayer. Help yourself tonight. Nobody's going to help you. You are here by yourself. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, every champion, say you will not make it. Every champion, say this is how I can go. You are a liar. Da, 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 da. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. I have a word for somebody here. Three prophetic statements. All what I need is a sevenfold amen to each of the prayer. If you know it concerns you, I decree and I declare. Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. He said, as you have spoken into my hearing, so will I do unto you. In Job chapter 22, verse 28, he said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established. I prophesy tonight into somebody's life, every follow power, every follow battle that I've been following you for years, but they refuse to turn back. If your amen is loud, in sevenfold, before you shout the seventh amen, they shall die suddenly in the name of Jesus. They shall die, 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 they shall die in the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Father Lord. I pray for somebody again. I told you there are three of them. In the name that is above every other name, I don't know what is in your life that is cooperating with failure. I don't know what is in your life that is cooperating with disappointment. I don't know what is in your life that is cooperating with unhappiness. I don't know what is in your life that is cooperating with sickness. Hear the word of the Lord. The Bible says, every fruit that my heavenly Father has not planted, it shall be rooted out. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, he said, whatever my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out. Therefore, today, with a sevenfold amen, I pray for somebody here. Anything in your life that is cooperating with failure, anything in your life cooperating with disappointment, anything in your life that's cooperating with sickness, anything in your life that is cooperating with delay, if your amen is loud, they will jump out suddenly in the name of Jesus. Jump out, 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 jump out in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for somebody again. I told you there are three prophetic things. Tonight is not a night to joke. This is the last prayer point prayer line in the month of August. So we need to address so many issues before we move into the month of September. I pray for somebody here. Everything in your life. Here, come on. I pray for somebody here. The Lord will give you on every side all round victory. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall be victorious. 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 In Jesus, mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. You are making progress. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 13, verse 25. He said, but while men slept, his enemy came and saw tears among the wheat. And what saddens me in that story was that he went on his way. And the Bible says, when the grain has sprouted, and the crop, the produce crop, tears also appeared. There are some things that they have been planted in your life when you are sleeping. You don't know about it initially, but as you are making progress in your life, you are making progress in your career, you are making progress in your body, those things are coming up. It was not like that. That's why the servant said to the owner, he said, "Sir, did we not sow good seed in this field?" The question is, has God not planted good things in your life? How come these tears are there? And Jesus answered them with a very good answer. He said to them, "Oh boy, oh there, an enemy has done this." I don't know what you want to enable in your life. Whatever the enemy has done in your family, whatever the enemy has done in your children's life, whatever the enemy has done in your destiny, he said the enemy has done this. Genesis chapter 1 verse 31. He said all that God created was good. So anything contrary to this statement, it was the enemy that did it. I pray for somebody here. The failure you have been seeing, it was the enemy that did it. The disappointment, it was the enemy that did it. It was not like that before. It was not so at the beginning. I pray for you tonight. Whatever the enemy has done in your life, when you are sleeping, today in the name of Jesus, I undo them. I undo them in the name of Jesus. I undo them in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Many of us, you are supposed to have testified years ago, but the enemy has hijacked it. But tonight, I see you collect it back. I don't know what I see you collect it back. You need to be angry and supreme this prayer. Say, wicked powers that has swallowed my destiny. Hey, before I finish this prayer, die! Pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray your prayer. Help yourself to them, my sister. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Look at what is happening already. You better pray. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray again. He said, while men slept, many of us, they are studying some good things in our dreams. Beloved, I was sharing a message one day in church. I said, when the enemy steal your pen, you can go to the bookshop and buy a new pen. When you get your pen missing, you can go to the bookshop and buy your pen. But when the enemy steal your pen in the dream, that means your instrument of advancements have been tampered with. Amen. When you find out you're in your house that your cloth is missing, hey, you can go to the shop, maybe Max and Spencer's next, to go and buy a new shop. But if it's in your dream that something precious was taken from you, beloved, they want to naked your life. If you have seen yourself that roof and removed over your head, whether it was 10 years ago, whether it was 20 years ago, something has been done in the dream. They have prepared at a certain age in your life an agenda of shame and disgrace. You are going to pray this prayer point loud and clear. Say, wicked powers that has planted bad things in my life. Hey, you are a liar. Pray. You better help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, every power planted good things in blood in my life. You are a liar. Look at what is happening already. In the name of Jesus. You pray for yourself. In Jesus. Mighty them will pray. Say, my hijacked testimonies. You know, when they hijack it in the dream, they know that maybe next tomorrow you will receive a very good parcel that will make your life better. And a week before that, you just had a dream. Somebody just collected something natural from you. Beloved, it is spiritual. That's why you see people receiving so what kind of rubbish letter. You need to pray. Say, powers that has hijacked good things in my dreams. Before I finish this prayer, returning by fire. Pray. Oh yeah, returning. You better pray for yourself. You better pray. returning tonight. Before I finish this prayer, enough is enough. I cannot continue anymore. You need to return my glory. You need to return my testimony. In the name of Jesus, you need to return my life. In the name of Jesus, enough is enough. I hate you. It was the enemy that did that rubbish. Enough is enough. You must collect it back. Oh, no, I'm a back on that. Collect it tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray for yourself, pray for yourself. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Adventure, the enemy are so wise. And they go, we do, in mighty of fire, we don't pray the enemy to have power. They have power, but God has a greater power. Praise the name of the Lord. So if you are being deceived, they are there full time. The Bible said they run like a lion, looking for to and fro, looking for who to devour. They don't rest. I pray for somebody here. I don't know who you are, but the arrow of backwardness that have been fired into your dream. That's why things are sluggish in your life. If your amen is loud, that arrow shall go back to sender tonight. It shall go back to sender. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha! We are going to pray the next one. Say, witchcraft presence in my dream. Scatter. Amen. Some people, when they sleep like this, once they close their eyes, battle starts. They turn their sleeping time to battle time. It's a presence of witchcraft. They just appear in your dream, they press down your head, they do all sorts of things. They molest the ladies, they molest the men. Why? Because they know that your tomorrow should be great. They are now coming to fight. You are going to pray. Say, every witchcraft presence in my dream, scatter my fire. Pray. Oh, yes, scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, yes, scatter. Scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter. Scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself in the prayer. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter them tonight. In Jesus' name. We pray. Say, powers that has determined to waste my life and my family in battles. You are a liar. Die by fire. Help yourself to love my brother. In the name of Jesus, every power that has determined to waste my life in battle, to waste my children in battle, to waste my wife in battle, you are a liar. Da. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Don't joke with this prayer at all. You better pray. The enemy are waging war against somebody here. You need to fight once and for all to be free from this wonderful wicked spirit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, any evil hand that is pressing me down in the dream, wither by fire. Any evil hand that is pressing me down the dream, you are a liar. Wither by fire in the name of Jesus. Wither by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Wither tonight. Enough is enough. In the name of Jesus. Wither tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for somebody here. That evil cat that is troubling your glory. If your amen is loud, that cat die in the name of Jesus. Aha. Every wicked personality turn into a cat in order to attack you. I decree with your amen, before we share the grace tonight, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. God will deliver you. He will deliver us. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Say, I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. Say, I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Let's open our Bible quickly. Today is the last Thursday by the grace of God in the month of August. And I believe strongly that somebody will end this year better than the way we started. In the name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 14. I read just only a few verses there. And that will drag us to the next level of prayer. Exodus 14. The title of my short message is You. I don't know your name. Shekin, you shall see those them no more. You shall see them no more. Amen. Exodus chapter 14. The Bible makes us understand that and Pharaoh drew near to the children of Israel, lifted up their hands. And behold, the Egyptian marched after them. And they were very, very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. The lesson in this first verse, in verse 10, is that you cannot be passing through battle and you keep quiet. You cannot afford to keep quiet. You see, when I call upon the name of the Lord, then shall my enemy turn back. For this I know, God is with me. Beloved, some people are dying in silence. Some people are dying in what? In silence. He said, and when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. And behold, the Egyptian marched after them. I don't know the power pursuing you day and night. If your heaven is loud, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. And the Bible said they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out. You know, when blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, verse 46, when blind Bartimaeus was saying, Jesus, the son of David, have mercy upon me, they asked him to keep quiet. I love what the guy did. He changed the gear from gear 5 to gear 1. You know how if you are driving a car in gear 5, and you now change it to something to gear 1, the car will cry. It will cry. That was how this man changed the gear, blind Bartimaeus. He cried out the more. He said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me. And that was as the heaven, King of Kings, stood and demanded to the God. Beloved, if you are quiet, you might not be able to win the battle. Matthew 11, 12, from the days of John the Baptist up to now. The kingdom of God suffered violence. And until when you are violent, you might not be able to possess your possession. He said, they cried out to the Lord. And then said to Moses, look at the people, because there was no grave in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? I pray for somebody, you will not die in that battle in Jesus' name. He said, why have you so dealt with us to bring us out of Egypt? You can imagine, after we have been bonding for 430 years, 430 years. In bondage, and God decided to shame him up to help them, and they say, "Oh, why did you bring us here? Why did you, the two problem? They want to go back. And is this not the one we told you, Moses, in Egypt, saying, leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptian? Any power that wants to serve till you die, that power shall die in the name of Jesus. For it would have been better. Look at what they're saying." For them to serve the Egyptians, that they will now die in the wilderness. They have forgotten the God that delivered them after 40 years. And Moses said to the people, which I'm standing to by the grace of God as the Moses of this meeting tonight. I'm telling somebody here, do not be afraid. Instruction number one. Number two, stand still. Instruction number two. If you can do these two things, then you will see the salvation of the Lord, instruction number three. When you see it will accomplish not tomorrow, not next month, not 2 years time, not December, not 2021, you will see it today. He now said something to somebody. For the Egyptian whom you see today, the dangerous pursuer whom you see today, The sickness you saw today, the failure you see today, the tears and sorrow you see today, you shall see them no more. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father, I shall see them no more. Open your mouth and tell God what exactly you don't want again. You don't want battle in the gym again. You don't want failure anymore. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. What is it that you don't want again? You shall see them no more. Oh, need you more say. In the name of Jesus, you shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. You shall see them no more. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, you shall see them no more. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, affliction will not rise again. In the name of Jesus, you shall see them no more. You need to say. In the name of Jesus, your loneliness, you shall see them no more. Singleness, you shall see them no more. In the name of marital delay, you shall see them no more. Barrenness, you shall see them. I don't know what you want to. Tell God tonight what you need. You don't want again. You don't want again. Emi ko le fa mo la to ni lo. Olorun to wo sugbon jabe si. Tell God wo sugbon aye mi o. What is it that you don't want to see anymore? Tell God tonight, my brother, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Pray. Sugbon kan be laye mi o. Aya ka baba. Emi ko fa mo la to ni lo. Oba to wo sugbon jabe si wo sugbon aye mi o. I don't want to see them anymore. Failure, disappointment, I hate you to me. I don't want to see them anymore. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Aha, thank you, Heavenly Lord, in Jesus mighty name we pray. There are some things that the children of Israel forgot about God, and I'm going to tell you tonight. According to the passage we just read. Number one, God's time is not our time. The Bible says 1,000 years before God, before is that a day before God. So God's time is not our time. So when you are praying for something, there are three answers that God can answer you. He might say, okay, yes to your prayer. He might say no to your prayer. And God might say, wait for your answer. But whichever the three things that God asks you to do, it will be to glorify his holy name. So I can say to you, God's time is not our time. Number two, God can make a way where there seems to be no way. That's another fact they forgot about God. They were at the rest, you know. They were God, and the Egyptians were marching towards them. They were at the rest. That's why in verse 14, he said, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace. He said, the Lord will fight for you. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. I am praying for somebody today. You shall move forward. From favor to favor. For you shall move forward. From glory to glory. You shall move forward. In the name of Jesus. He said, number two, he said, God can make a way. He parted the Red Sea. Nobody was able to question him. He can make a way where there seems to be no way. Number three, that they forgot about God. That's why they were crying. They were melted. They want to go back to Egypt. Is that when God opened a door, nobody can shut it. When he opened the Red Sea, who dares want to close the Red Sea? Nobody. Number four, for every setback, there is always a comeback. What does it mean? For every setback, they thought they were melting in the midst of their battle. But there is always, he said to them, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me, Moses? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. They thought it was a setback, they want to go back, but there is always a comeback. Number four, it's an instruction. You must always stand still as soon as God, when you want to stand still, God will suddenly take over your battle. Many of us want to fight the battle of ourselves. He said, hold your peace, and I, God, will fight for you. But many of us are carrying the battle on our head, carrying the battle on our neck, carrying the battle on our body, and yet you are leaving God out of the calculation. Hold your peace, and God will fight for you. Another fact I want you to understand is that without God, you cannot do anything. John chapter 15, verse 5. He said, for without me, you can do nothing. Another fact is that God can hear any prayer as long as you are living a right life. Because the Bible says the prayer of a sinner is an abomination, so he doesn't listen to it. God hears all prayers. He answered all prayers and can deliver anybody. Tonight, those things you have confessed tonight, you shall see them no more. But I have 10 things that nobody will not see anymore. All what I want is an amen. From today, I want your amen to be loud. Tears and sorrow, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus, from today, tragedy, over your life, over your family, over your children, over all and abroad, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus, sickness and infirmity, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus, failure at the end of success, I pray for somebody here, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus, you that spirit of death that is tormenting that particular family, I decree they shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus, sudden destroyer that appears to destroy good things that you have gathered together, you shall see them no more. I see somebody here. Your business is bouncing back. Hey, your business that had been crushed years ago is bouncing back again because you shall see that thing no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, I have a word for somebody again. Bad news. You shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus, disappointment all around, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus, curses and covenant to bury your glory, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus, and visitation in the dream, spirit husband, spirit wife, that appears in the dream, whether you that you did not invite, you shall see them no more. Barrenness that you have been experiencing ever since you got married, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus, loneliness, you are due at the manageable age. Yet, from today, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus, say, my Father, I am ready to move forward in life. Move me forward by fire. You better pray. I don't know what you are believing God for. Tell God to move your life forward. Enough is enough. You need to move on. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, I cannot continue like this. Father, move me forward. Move me forward. Father, move me forward. Tell God to move you forward. My brother, my sister, tonight is your night of prayer. Tell God, moving forward, in the name of Jesus, you shall not see them anymore. In the name of Jesus, help God, pray. In Jesus, mighty them, we pray. This prayer pointing for about 7 people here tonight. If you love yourself, pray loud and clear. Say, any good door that need to open for my story to change to glory. Before I share the grace tonight, open by fire. Pray. Let the door open. Any good door that need to open for my story to turn to glory. Open your mouth and pray. Open. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, by the power that parted the Red Sea. Before the end of this year, I shall be celebrated. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, I shall be celebrated. My brother, my sister, pray for yourself tonight. Tonight is your night of prayer. I shall be celebrated. Open your mouth and pray. Before this year runs out, people shall gather to celebrate me. It doesn't matter the situation or whether anybody calls. Father, I shall be celebrated in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say that letter that I've been expecting that will change my story for good. Before the end of next month of September, I receive them in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, the good letter that I've been believing God for. Help yourself tonight. Tonight is your night of prayer. Help yourself, my brother. In the name of Jesus, every good letter that I've been believing God for before the end of this year. Father, let you open. I receive it tonight. In the name of Jesus, I receive it tonight. in Jesus' name. We are praying that is somebody here. Before this month expire, we have about 4 days for the end of this month to go. A phone call that will turn your family history for good shall come your way in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. In the name that is above everything. Over your children, you will not cry. In the name of Jesus, I pray for our children that are going back to school next week. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God will be upon their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare and I declare, those who are going to uni, those who are going to college, those who are going to secondary school, those who are going to primary school, the hand of God will be upon them in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will never, never hear bad news concerning them. In the name of Jesus, by the anointing of God, I place upon their life. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible says, from now henceforth, let no power touch me, for I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for every child connected to this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, the mark of God shall be upon them. In the name of Jesus, he said, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Anyone that dare try to touch them, heaven will silence those people. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with them. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Let's thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Bless you. Bless the blessed name of the Lord for tonight. Let's thank you for what he has done in our midst. Let's bless him. It's worthy to be praised. Just worship him. We are grateful. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. We are grateful. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. For all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful. Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Let's listen to the following announcement. Next week, by God's grace, on the 1st of September, is our Command the Month prayer. That is when we speak into the month of September. Please, if God give you grace, I want everybody to fast for that day. If you want to break at 3 o'clock, by 12 o'clock, or 6 o'clock, as we have the grace, fast that day. I come expecting it's going to be an extended service, will be a bit longer than this one. That's when we praise God. We receive the prophetic word for the month of September, and we speak into the month, because Ember month, September, October, November, December, is when the kingdom of darkness gather to increase their own force. So we need to increase our own package too. Praise the name of the Lord. So as you go and do so, God will bless you in Jesus. It's September to remember. So you come and God will remember you for good in Jesus' name. Please make sure you invite somebody to be a part of what God is doing. Don't be like the lepers. They say, if we stay here, we'll die. Let us go and tell people about what's going on. And let Jesus' name be glorified. Praise the name of the Lord. So next week, Tuesday, by the grace of God, we have a commanding the month service. So which is going to be, I want everybody to just, if you can show your face, you know, I will show my face too. We dance, we rejoice, to thank God that we have left the first part of the year. We're now in the Ember month, so that we can rejoice throughout the rest of the year. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm looking forward to it, and I know God will do what he wants to do. Let's continue to pray for the prayer line. Nothing will stop it in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. If you have been blessed, shout one hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ,
the Lord of life,
the Lord of life, the Lord of life,
the Lord of life, all days of our life, should do in the house of the Lord, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Next Tuesday, I want everybody to show their face, dress properly, and let us dance. There will be praise for worship, that the worship that we praise, we will now prophesy into the month of September, so that if God can take us through to the 4th of September, we will be together, and we shall rejoice together. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Want to go?
Hallelujah.